Welcome to the Entrepreneur Tank. Today's topic is called the atmosphere of entrepreneurship. Now hear me when I say this. When you step into the atmosphere of entrepreneurship, you're not walking into a room. You're walking into a climate, a space that has its own pressure, its own temperature, and its own oxygen level. And not everyone can breathe into that air. You have to be conditioned for it. You have to learn how to breathe into that atmosphere and handle the push that comes with it. Because entrepreneurship is not a place for emotions. It's a place for execution. Your emotion cannot lead you here. They can't sit at the boardroom table. Your emotion can't enter in a negotiation table neither. Before you walk into any deal, whether it's with your partner, your investor, or a client, you must check your emotions at the door and remove your offense attitude from your shoulder and tuck it in. Because this atmosphere is not charity. It's not a nonprofit zone. It's a marketplace. And in this marketplace, everyone is negotiating for value. As an entrepreneur, your job is to make sure the contract, the agreement, honors your effort, your brand, your worth, and most of all, get that profit. And the other person you are negotiating with, it's their responsibility to do the same thing for themselves. The goal is not to win a deal, it's to make sure both parties walk away knowing value was exchanged. That's why emotional maturity is a secret currency in business. Because your feelings might get hurt, yes, but your profit margin doesn't care. You can afford to get offended in negotiation because offense makes you emotional. And emotion makes you impulsive, yeah. The boardroom is not a therapy room. Mm-mm. It's a result room. It's not where you vent. It's where you verify. It's not where you cry. It's where you calculate. Entrepreneurship will test your ego, your patience, and your posture. But hear me, business wisdom will challenge you not to destroy you, but to develop you. I remember watching an episode on Shark Tank. A woman was pitching her product, and one of the Shark Tank investors came down on her hard, questioning everything, interrupting her, even criticizing her tone, her pitch, her value. At first, it looked harsh and rude. But later, another shark asked, "Why were you so hard on her?" And the investor said, "I wanted to bring out the fire out of her." And guess what? It worked. That pressure made her stand tall, speak stronger, and present her numbers with confidence. And because of that, guess what happened? Another investor, another Shark Tank investor, gave her their deal. That's what the atmosphere of entrepreneurship does. It doesn't come to comfort you. It comes to cultivate you. It's a place you get in the ground alone and die so you can develop to be a better version of you as an entrepreneur. So when you step into this atmosphere, remember this. You must be able to breathe that atmosphere. You must be able to handle it. You must be able to be willing to grow in it. Don't bring your emotions, bring your excellence. Don't bring your frustration, bring your facts. All right? Don't bring your feelings, bring fire. Because in this entrepreneurship pressure, it reveals your potential. And if you can survive the push, you surely can survive the profit. Thank you for investing your time with another Entrepreneur Tank session where ideas meet execution. If today's episode helped you step into the atmosphere of entrepreneurship with fresh clarity and sharper vision, take a moment, like, comment, and share it with another entrepreneur builder who's ready to scale. And don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube channel for weekly Entrepreneur Tank business insight designed to sharpen your decision-making, strengthen your mindset, and grow your marketplace impact. Remember this, seed of wisdom that you apply will surely multiply. And be sure to pick up my book on Amazon, The Power of Your Words. And visit hannahjosue.com and stay connected with upcoming Entrepreneur Tank workshop business building events. Okay, until next time, when you enter an entrepreneur atmosphere, check your feelings at the door and let wisdom take the floor, guided by excellence and execution. Cheers to your success.